obviously the pressure was building as results, you know, weren't going our way. But, you know, I still felt we had the players on board and they were believing in what we were doing. But, you know, we just didn't seem to be getting the break. So it's still a shock. You know, definitely still a shock.
Was the job what you expected?
Yeah, it was. Yeah, I enjoyed the job. I enjoyed being on the training pitch with the players. The players bought in to what we were trying to do. You know, we tried to get our ideas across and they seemed to be enjoying it. I mean, I'd prepared myself in respect of, you know, was at Everton for a couple of years prior, learning from, you know, a top manager. So, you know, that was a good grounding for me in respect to, you know, trying to give me an idea of what you know, I might be facing.
Well, that's exactly it. You know, you've been a top player. You've had great grounding, you know, at Everton. And yet, the one thing that you weren't given was time.
No, well, I felt it was a short period of time. You know, 10 league games, I don't think, is enough to sort of get your ideas, you know, up and running. But I understand the results were poor and, you know, clubs aren't afforded that luxury of time. So, they start to get worried and, you know, start to think about relegation 10 games in, whereas, you know, things like that hadn't even entered my head. I thought we were, you know, at the start of something that, you know, hopefully was going to be a long-term project and something that could be, you know, a successful project as well.
But Davey, surely, I mean, there is an element of risk here because you took that job knowing that the club were, you know, maybe ill-prepared to be successful, but you were willing to put your reputation in the line to take that first job, take that first step in coaching, and you've not actually been given the faith and respect, you know, in return for the fact that you came to them as someone, you know, with a very good playing career behind you, with a very good coaching foundation as well from what you learned at Everton.
Yeah, well, I did. But, I mean, I've got no complaints in that respect. I went in with my eyes open. And I know football changes quickly and, you know, things within football can change quickly. And, you know, you have to get on with it. Nobody feels sorry for you in football. You're judged by your results and your playing career and what you've done previously is irrelevant, really. It's what, you know, it's what happens on the Saturday afternoon, ultimately, you're judged on. And, you know, you go into that with your eyes wide open. So I've got no complaints in that respect. I've been in the game long enough and, you know, I learned so much in my period there as well, even though it was short, that I know I'm going to be a better coach and a better manager moving forward, you know, off the back of it. So that, you know, I've only got positive things to take from it. I've learned a lot and, you know, that's the main thing.
David, what was what was the brief? Because they are a club that have obviously need to get out that division, a club that have at times been had financial problems. They've got a somewhat, should we say, they go for the more established, older type player at that level to get them out, and they've come up a little bit short. What was your brief this year to introduce more youngsters, to cut the budget? Or did they keep the same budget? Did they want the same sort of way forward? How were you? You know, what was sort of impressed upon you as to the way forward the club would like to have been taken?
Initially, it was to, you know, as you said, there to integrate some younger players to, you know, try and change the philosophy of the club in regards to, you know, how we were playing, the style in which we were playing, to modernise the football club, to put things in place that would, you know, hopefully over a period of time could benefit the football club and get us, you know, back to where Sheffield United want and deserve to be. But, you know, it seemed to change as we went along. You know, a lot of things happened and, you know, and as I said earlier, you know, the Saturday afternoon, which maybe naively, you know, is always what you're judged on, came the sole focus. And, you know, that, you know, is what football is all about at the end of the day. And maybe I was naive in expecting anything else.
You say it'll make you a better coach, it'll make you a better manager. Do you immediately look to get straight back in? Do you take a little time to assess everything? Or how do you play it now?
Important. Yeah, I think it's important. You know, obviously myself and Lee Carsley, we've worked with, we need to speak about what went on and, you know, and talk about the positives and the negatives and what we've learned. And, you know, there's so much to learn. And, you know, I think to jump right back in, you know, would be difficult, even, you know, if you were offered that opportunity. I think it's important that we learn and kind of get our head around what's happened and, you know, and put that to bed. And then we'll definitely be better coaches moving forward for it because we've learned so much and, you know, had some great experience. And, you know, and we'll try and definitely put that into practice moving forward. And we'll definitely be better coaches and managers for that.